Hey loves, this is Catherine Gage, also KG Beauty Within, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant, and tonight I want to come to you with a podcast talking about everything you need. And I just want to say how thankful I am to be in my Mary Kay business and how we constantly have leaders, directors, national sales directors that pour into us and that can encourage us at any given time. We're in a business, we're independent beauty consultants, but we always say that we're in the business for ourselves, but we're not in a business by ourselves. And I'm so thankful that you can be honest when you feel like you are getting low. I was talking to one of my directors and I told her, you know, with everything going on, surgeries and illnesses and different things going on, I just felt, you know, I felt a little depleted. And she said, you just need to fill your cup. She's like, every day, listen to something motivational and just fill your cup. And that was just such a wonderful thing. And just by hearing that little bit tonight, it really filled my cup. I try to be a positive person and I know that God will work everything out. But another thing that I wanted to come to you about is I was talking to my cousin the other night, and my Aunt Mary has just passed away in November the 18th, and we had a funeral, and it's been very difficult because she was like the last living sibling of my father and the last of her family, per se, when I say my grandma, my granddad, my Aunt Callie, my dad, and my Aunt Mary. She was the last, and Aunt Mary was always a giving person. She loved her family. She really did love her family, and she just was there for her family. And you're talking about a woman that was just an excellent person to be in your corner, someone that I always could call and talk to and get just sound advice, just sound advice. And you know, sometime I thought about this the other night, how I would call her and I would have a problem and she would, you know, she would give me advice, but I never did hear her talk about her problem. She never let me know that anything was going on, even if she was going through sickness or she could be in pain or she could have been going through something, but she always, you know, had something encouraging for us. And I just really do appreciate her life and the legacy that she has left behind. And she just was a wonderful lady. You're talking about a lady who when their church was built, the New Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church in my hometown, Haywood City. They built the church, but the church didn't have a steeple. Aunt Mary worked, baked cakes, pound cakes. She made the best 7-Up cakes, pound cakes, all types of Texas Roadhouse and all the different names of cakes. I can't even think of all of them, but she baked. And she baked and she baked to get money for that steeple. And everything that she got from her sales went toward that steeple. She did this. Actually, she started doing this when my cousin Chris was in college, and who has passed away in 2002 of a kidney disease. But she would bake those pound cakes, and she would have the little loaves, and she would sell them for like $2 to $3. So she became very famous for a lot of her cooking, the macaroni and cheese, her raspberry tea. I can just go on and on. But the other night, my cousin was telling me, my cousin Brian, and I'm so proud of him because he came down to help Aunt Mary during her illness, and he's still taking care of Uncle William, and I'm just super proud of him. And we were talking, and he was saying that how he was getting ready to prepare a meal, and he opened the cabinet, and Aunt Mary's cookbook came out, and this was a cookbook she had when he was little, and he stumbled across her lasagna, and she made the best lasagna, and some other casseroles that she used to make. And so Brian began to look at the book to see if he had, you know, the ingredients to make the lasagna that he wanted to make. And he said to himself, I know that everything I need is in this house. I know that my mom has got everything I need for this dish in this house. He said he began to look at the recipe, and he looked in the cabinet. He found everything. He found cheese and all the ingredients that would make this wonderful lasagna. And he said, you know, I've cooked a lot of meals. And he said, I've done this before. But, oh, everything is so much better when you got everything you need in the house. What he didn't realize is that he ministered to me so much, because I thought about if my Aunt Mary could be so prepared and had so much good things in a house that could prepare a meal. Think about how our Father has everything we need in his house. Everything that we need from God is in his house, is in him. He got love, he got joy, he got peace, he got long-suffering, he got gentleness and kindness. He got all of the fruit of the Spirit. They're all there for our asking. And everything that we need is in God's house. He even went on to say that he went to prepare a place for us, that there are many mansions, but we don't have to wait to get the mansions that's in heaven, but he has prepared things on this earth for us. He even told us that he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then he went to say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Even when you have enemies, even when you have people that are against you, God can prepare a table. And you know, we always used to hear in the Church of God in Christ and in different other organizations, come over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. I came to just minister and encourage you to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, because everything you need is wrapped up in him. And I'm determined this year to just seek him the more, to be more in his will, to be more like him, and to get everything he has for me. I don't want to be on the sidelines cheering everybody on when I can be doing the same thing. You know, I'm in a race, and I didn't even want to hardly mention this because it's not something that will be all the way easy, but it's attainable. I'm in a race to go on a cruise, and the cruise is sponsored by Mary Kay for the ones who earn it, the team builders, the directors, and you know, I want to be on this cruise, so I am going to seek him for strategies to show me what I need to do in order to build my team, in order to build other leaders, in order to just, you know, shoot for the stars. And, you know, Mary Kay Ash always said, if you shoot for the stars, you'll reach the moon. But anyway, I just want to pursue what God has for me. I love cheering everybody on. I love being an encourager. I love being there for everyone. But it's time for me to dig deep into God and realize that everything he needs is for me. It's for me. It's for me just for the asking. He has everything prepared. I don't want to be the one that have music that has not been played. A lot of times I hear people say that when you look in a cemetery, you can see some of the most talented and rich people that you might have never heard of. Some of the most beautiful dreams that have been dreamt but never came to reality. Let's remember that everything we need is in God. That we have to go to our source. He is the manufacturer. He knows all about us. He knows how to pick us up when we're down. He knows how to lift up our bowed down heads. He knows how to comfort your heart, like when you're grieving and you're mourning and you're missing your loved ones. Everything you need is in His house. So I want to encourage you to just dream big. Go for whatever you want to go for. Don't let fear grip you. Don't let doubt grip you. But, you know, we just got to dig deep and fill our cup. Fill our cup with love and joy. Fill our cup with inspiration and watch our circles. Watch our influence, because we are being an influence whether we know it or not. Someone is watching your life. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. You know, I went through surgery on my ankle and it was painful, but God is blessing that the pain is subsiding. I'm still in a little bit of pain, but He brought me through, because everything I need, I got my mom a chair. It's a lift chair. And God laid on my heart to get it for my mom. And I didn't realize that this lift chair was going to be what I needed. My mom has barely got to sit in her Christmas present, because I've been having to sit in it. For 2 weeks, I had to sleep in it and have my legs propped up. And then it lifts you up, so it's easy on getting up. But you know, I was talking to my friend, and she was telling me, she said, God knew that you probably wouldn't have bought it for yourself, so He laid it on your heart to buy it for your mom, because He knew you needed it. Yet again, He's making a way. He keeps on making a way for us. So be encouraged. Lift your head up. And, you know, it's okay to dream. And it's okay to go for a goal. And if you've missed that goal and you just started over, they'll just change the date and keep going. But don't stop. Whatever you do, just keep on moving. And as Elder Jenkins had preached the other day, he preached a wonderful message called Pace Yourself. Sometimes you just have to pace yourself. Don't just keep moving your feet. Keep shuffling. That's what my husband always would tell me, my hubby babe, even when we would be exercising. And I'd be so glad when I'm able to get back. He like, just shuffle your feet. If you can't run, just shuffle your feet. Dr. Martin Luther King said that also. He said, if you can't run, crawl. But whatever you do, just keep it moving. Y'all be blessed. I hope this has blessed you. I just love you and encourage you to just hold on to your dreams. And remember, everything you need, God's got it. Be blessed. Bye-bye.